I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria's ceasefire may be holding, but its people are not. Frustrations are rising in the country over the very little humanitarian aid that's available. But Open Doors USA is helping through partner churches. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes.
Historical Christian churches and buildings and towns have all been obliterated in this crisis. And so for us, we want to keep reminding American Christians that even though it's been more than 5 years, we can't grow weary of doing good. We can't just turn the channel. We have to be aware of what's happening with our brothers and sisters and praying and helping out however else we're led.
So how can we help? We can start by praying for Syria's civilians, its Christians, and for the gospel's continued impact. You'll find a tab to help refugees at missionnews.org. And over the last week, we've shared some stories about the deaf community, leading to this week, the International Week of the Deaf. As you're already aware, the deaf community deals with unique challenges. They don't always have access to Christian conferences or speakers or even churches. J.R. Buckley with the Deaf Bible Society says, deaf awareness is the first step in getting people to engage the deaf with the gospel. But after awareness, then what?
Pray for the deaf. Pray for organizations like ours trying to take the gospel to the deaf. And take action. Engage your church. Obtain resources that you can then share with those around you so that we can see more and more people made aware of the deaf community so that they can then be educated on the challenges and be ready and passionate about the solutions and taking the gospel to them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. So let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.